For more than 3 years, Andrew Evans has been National Geographic's digital nomad, which means he travels the world tweeting and blogging all along the way. But this month he is in Washington and he joins us from the NPR studios there. Andrew, first of all, how many places have you been to in the last year?
In the last year, I've probably been to more than 50 countries.
Wow.
This year is National Geographic's 125th anniversary, so we had a special trip for that, and we went to Palau in the South Pacific and went diving on coral reefs. We were in Botswana with the Juberas, who are some of our explorers, seeing lions and elephants and seeing gorillas in Rwanda. I was in Bhutan a few weeks ago, so very exciting places.
What are your favorite places to travel, especially in the winter right now, which is where we are?
I love Paris any time of year, but I actually really love it in the winter because it's devoid of people. And Paris in the winter when it's snowing is like a fairy tale. I love the Southern Hemisphere. I would say Tasmania right now. Botswana is extraordinary at this time of year because the rainy season has started. But I also like going north. I like going to Montana, say, or Canada. Quebec in the wintertime is also gorgeous. So those are some of my favorite places, in December, January.
Where have you not been?
Oh, tons of places. You know, I've never been to Rome. I've never been to Greece. I haven't been to Madagascar. I haven't been to Myanmar. I mean, the world is a huge and infinite place. And just because I get to travel all the time doesn't mean that I'm coloring in the globe.
When you arrive in a place, what's the first thing you usually do?
I check for a signal on my phone.
Really?
I do. Because I love what I'm doing, but if I'm not sharing it, it's like it didn't happen. So it's very important for me to, be able to connect with with the internet or through a 3G network.
On the flip side, though, I sometimes am in a place, a tourist attraction somewhere in the world, and I see somebody videotaping the whole thing and wonder, why don't you just enjoy what you're seeing and stop trying to save it for everybody else?
No, for sure, definitely. And I think that it's a little bit different for me because I have thousands of people who are kind of waiting and watching for that next image or that next impression. But I do think that there's a fine line where you kind of stop enjoying a place and you're too stuck into your device. For me, one thing I do, once I found that signal and I know that I'm connected, I do put my phone away. I always go running. That's one of the first things I do when I get to a new city or country. And it's a way to orient myself. It's a way to kind of capture a sense of people on the street. When you're running, people don't really, they either really notice you because you stand out or they don't really pay attention to you. And you're suddenly not really a tourist. You're just somebody who's running in a park or along the street. And that really helps me get a sense of place.
Just don't run and tweet. That can be dangerous.
I have done it before. I live tweeted. I ran across the entire country of Liechtenstein.
Oh, wow.
It's 16 miles long, the whole country. And I ran it and I live tweeted the run.
Andrew Evans is the National Geographic digital nomad, and he's a contributing editor to the new book, Four Seasons of Travel. Andrew, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Robin, I learned that lesson the hard way. I was taking a run in Miami. It was a beautiful day. I decided to take a picture of the water there in Biscayne Bay and send a tweet. And the next thing I know, I tumbled over and scraped up my legs.
Can we see that tweet?
Never again. No, that picture is gone.
By the way, I'm looking. There's so much about Andrew online, including blogs and his trips.
Oh, yeah, the pictures are amazing.
He also has 12 winning winter destinations. We'll link you to that as well. One is South Africa. So we'll link you to that at hereandnow.org.
This is Here and Now.